我们再过一个半月，我们教会将会有灵恩布道会。
In just about a month and a half, we'll hold evangelical service in this church.
我们很希望这不是一个形式。
We really hope this is not
formality.
A formality.
这真的是我们要传福音救人的灵魂一个机会。
But that this is a chance where we can really reach out and save the souls of the world.
所以在我们灵恩布道会之前，我们需要为这件事情同心合意来预备。
And so before this evangelical service, we need to all come together and prepare fully.
所以在灵恩布道会之前，我们需要多带慕道朋友到教会来。
And before the spiritual communication, we can bring more truth seeker friends to our church.
为这件事情同心合意来祷告。
And that we can all pray together as one for this matter.
我们教会分作六个区。
There are six districts.
这个六个区就是六个小的教会。
In other words, six little churches.
因此我们每一个人要把我们那一区的圣工的发展当作我们自己的责任。
And every one of us should take the branching out of our own little church as our responsibility.
因为如果我们把教会当作一个整体大教会来讲，我们常常会想说别人会做。
Because if we think of this church as a big whole group, we will think, oh, other people will take this job.
我没有带别人，你会带慕道者来。
I don't have to bring any truth seekers friends here.
但是如果我们把责任再划分成六个部分。
However, if we divide this task to six parts,
我们就有一种很急迫的感觉。
Then we will feel responsible about this task.
就是我这一区有没有慕道者？
You have to think, do I have any truth seekers in my district?
那如果没有，我们就要想办法怎么去突破。
And there are none, we have to think of ways to overcome this problem.
所以每一个人对主的托付有一种压力在身上。
So there's this pressure about this responsibility on each one of us.
这个压力就是从责任感来的。
And this pressure comes from having a sense of responsibility.
那这个责任感就是从身份的自觉来的。
And the sense of responsibility comes from knowing yourself.
身份的自觉啊 ，awareness of
awareness of your status.
我们是谁
？Who are we？
我们是蒙主拣选的子民。
We are the chosen ones of God.
我们是得圣灵、受膏、受托付的人。
We are anointed by the Holy Spirit.
我们是得神恩典。
We are the ones who receive the grace of God.
需要去偿还神恩典的人。
We know the grace of God.
所以每一个人对自己的身份有一个自觉。
So once you know your own status,
那使命就很清楚。
Then you know your own command.
那使命很清楚。
You know what you have to do.
就有责任，就有压力在身上。
So when you know what you have to do, then you will feel the pressure.
所以在灵恩布道会之前，我们每一个人要以这个事情做我们这一个半月来最重要一个努力的目标。
And this is the one goal that we all have to pursue before the spiritual communication.
我们都为着自己的家庭，为着自己的事业投入很多。
We put a lot of ourselves into our job and into our family.
因为我们知道，如果我们不投入，我们的家庭、我们的职业可能会发生困难。
Because we know if we do not put ourselves to the task, there will be problems in our family and in our jobs.
但是教会就是我们属灵的家庭。
But church is our spiritual home.
所以教会的发展需要每一个人能够投入。
So the growth of the church, every one of us needs to work on this.
使神的工作能够发展。
So that the work of God can expand.
那在祷告之前，想跟大家看一段圣经。
I would like to share a section of the Bible with you before we start our prayer session.
我们看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
二十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
二十三节。
23.
凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。请读。
23. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
保罗的一生有一个目标。
There was a goal in Paul's life.
就是要让别人也能够得到福音的好处。
That is, he wants to share the goodness of the gospel to other people.
他知道福音的重要性。
He knows the importance of the gospel.
是从黑暗归向光明。
It's to turn from the darkness to the light.
是从撒旦的权下归向神。
To escape from the clutches of Satan to God.
是让人罪得赦免。
So that the sins of the people may be forgiven.
而且能够得到天国的基业。
And that they may receive an inheritance in heaven.
所以世界上没有比得到福音更重要一件事情。
So there's nothing more important than receiving the gospel on this earth.
世界上也没有一件事情比没有得福音更可怕的。
And there is nothing more terrible than not receiving the gospel on this earth.
所以保罗他的一生被主的爱所激动，他做一切事情到最后就是要让人得到福音。
So Paul was moved by the love of God, and his whole goal in life was so that other people can receive the gospel.
那这个二十三节，保罗说：“我所行的，到底这个所行的是指的什么？”
And verse 23 it says, "I do all this." So what does he do?
就是指着第九章这个二十三节前面所说的。
And this refers to what was written before verse 23.
也就是为着让人得到福音。
That in order so that other people may receive the gospel.
他做了一些事情是其他人不愿意做也没有做的。
He did things that other people did not want to do and did not do.
今天如果不是为着别人能够信主耶稣，可能有一些事情你不需要做，你也不想做。
Perhaps there are some things that you do not want to do or you will not do if not for the sake of other people receiving the gospel.
但是为着要让人得到福音，这些事情必须你一定要做，而且你不愿意做也应该做。
But for the sake of other people receiving the gospel, you have to do this thing.
我们现在来看保罗做几件事情。
So we have to see what did Paul do.
我们看第九章。
Let's look at chapter 9.
十二节。
Verse 12.
若别人在你们身上有这权柄，何况我们呢？然而我们没有用过这权柄，凡事倒忍受，免得基督的福音被阻隔。十三节。
13.
你们岂不知道为圣事劳碌，就是吃殿中的物吗？事后祭坛的就分领祭坛的物吗？十四节。
14.
主也这样命定，叫传福音的靠福音养生。十五节。
15.
但这个权柄我全都没有用过，我写信并非要你们这样待我，因为我宁可死，也不叫人使我所夸的落空了。保罗在这里讲说，传福音的可以靠福音养生。
Here Paul says that if you preach the gospel, you should live by the support of gospel.
但是因为哥林多教会啊，在质问保罗的使徒职分。
But First Corinthians
哥林多教会他们对保罗这个使徒的职分呢有问题。
Question the status of the apostleship of Paul.
所以保罗说，为着让你们能够得到福音，虽然我可以靠福音养生。我也不用这个权柄。
So Paul said, I could have received support from you, but for the sake of the gospel, I did not.
所以他自己去支帐篷。
So he was a tent maker.
然后劳力来支持自己生活的需要。
And he worked and labored to support himself.
使哥林多教会的信徒得到福音，不需要供给保罗生活的需要。
So that Corinthian church did not have to support Paul.
这个就是为着福音的缘故，保罗的牺牲。
And they did not attack him. And so this was the kind of sacrifice that Paul made for the gospel.
那今天这个到底对我们讲是什么意思呢？
So what does this mean to us today?
我们要看我们周围的人。
We have to look at the people around us.
为什么今天我们周围的人不愿意来信主？
Why do the people around us not come to church?
甚至连我们自己家里面的人信了主以后不愿意到教会来。
Or perhaps there's some members of our own family who believe in Christ but do not come to church.
我们可以找到很多外在的原因把它归罪，就是这些原因。
We could find a lot of reasons that deter them.
但是我们很少人愿意承认，今天我周围的人不信耶稣，原因是因为我。
But a lot of us would not confess that the reason they do not come to church is because of me.
我们今天很少人愿意承认我家里面受洗的人不来教会，今天原因是因为我的原因。
We will not confess that the people who are baptized in church do not come to church today because of me.
而事实上，这常常一个很重大的原因。
But actually, this is a major reason for.
因为对我们周围的人来说，要引导他信耶稣是很困难的。
To attract those around us to come to church is a problem.
是很困难的。
It's hard.
因为他不但是要看我们讲的多好，他要看我们的生活。
Because they not only have to look at what we say, they look at what we do in our life.
如果我们日常的生活没有好的表现，
If we do not have a good conduct in our daily life,
我们很难引导我们家人来信主。
It is very hard to lead those around us to come to church.
因为我们的生活会变成别人信主的绊脚石。
Because our believing in Christ can sometimes become a stumbling block for them.
所以为着让福音能够广传，
So in order for the gospel to spread,
有很多你认为你可以做的应该也要不去做。
A lot of actions we think we can do, but and we shouldn't do.
有很多你认为这是你的权利也应该要舍弃。
Sometimes we feel it is in our rights, but we cannot do it.
到最后只有一个原因，为着让他来信主。
And our reason is that so other people can come to Christ.
有的在同一个家庭里面，有的人不愿意来教会。
Sometimes our own family members are not willing to come to church.
这是有摩擦。
There is some friction.
所以我们做比较刚强的人，应该为着比较软弱的人想，我应该牺牲什么，让我家人能够来教会。
So those of us who are stronger should think of those of us who are weak.And think, what can I do so that they can come to church?
那常常这个家庭的人不愿意来教会，是因为经济上有摩擦。
A lot of times the family members cannot come to church because of money.
我们要这方面要相当的谨慎。
So we have to be very careful on this matter.
当亚伯拉罕跟罗德两个没有办法相处。
When Abraham could not live with Lot.
亚伯兰说，我们是骨肉。
Abraham said, we are kinsmen.
所以你选择向左，我就向右。
So if you go in one direction, I'll go in the other.
亚伯拉罕可以先选择。
Abraham could actually make the first choice.
但是为着能够得到罗德。
But in order, to have peace with Lot.
亚伯拉罕让步。
Abraham took a step back.
他向罗德先选。
He let Lot make the first choice.
而罗德确实也选择最好的。
And Lot made the best choice of land.
把不好的留给亚伯拉罕。
And he left the worst land to Abraham.
所以亚伯兰为着要得着罗德，这个牺牲是很大的。
So Abraham actually made a great sacrifice because of Lot.
但是他的牺牲到最后就是保全他跟罗德的亲密。
But his sacrifice kept the intimate relationship between him and Lot.
再来就是得到神的祝福。
And then he also received the blessing of God.
所以当亚伯兰跟罗德分开以后，
So when Abraham and Lot departed from each other.
神就向亚伯兰显现。
God appeared to Abraham.
叫他起来看。
God said, Abraham, get up.
看到的都要给你。
All that you see, I will give to you.
叫他起来走。
And all that you walk.
走遍的都要给你。
All the land that you walk, I will give to you.
那今天我们家里面的人，如果有人不愿意来教会，
So if a family member decide not to come to church.
我们要想想看，我们能够牺牲什么，使他能够来教会。
We have to think, what can we sacrifice so that they can come to church?
凡是做得到的，我们都应该做。
Whatever we can do, then we should do it.
只有一个原因。
There's one reason for this.
为着福音的缘故。
It's for the sake of the gospel.
为着对方能够得救的缘故。
So that the other person can be saved.
我们应该要牺牲。
We have to make a lot of sacrifices.
这不是说我们本来应该的。
This is not something that we have to do before.
乃是因为为着对方的信仰缘故。
But it's because...For the faith of the other person.
我们再看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's flip back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
十九节。
Verse 19.
我虽然是自由的，没有人管辖，然而我甘心做众人的仆人，为着要多得人。所以保罗说，我本来是自由的。
Paul said, I'm free.
所谓自由，就是我不是仆人。
In other words, I am not a slave.
仆人就不没有自由了。
A slave has no freedom.
因为仆人要服侍主人。
Because a slave has to serve the master.
所以保罗这里说，我本来是自由的。
So Paul said, I'm free. I was free.
没有人可以管我。
No one has control over me.
我就是我自己的主人。
I'm my own master.
但是为着要让人能够得到福音。
But for the sake of other people receiving the gospel.
我甘心做众人的仆人。
I'm willing to become everyone's slave.
所谓众人的仆人，就是他就是我的主人。
Everyone's slave means that everyone is my master.
我要为他活。
I have to live for for them.
我要为着他们能够得到福音来活。
For them to receive the God, I had to live for them to receive the gospel.
所以我牺牲我的自由。
So I let go of my own freedom.
因此我们今天在家庭生活里面有很多事情，你觉得说这是我的自由。
A lot of times in our own family life, we think this is my freedom.
有的太太向先生说这是我的自由，你不要管。
Our wife said to her husband, "This is my freedom."
有的先生对太太说这是我的自由，你不需要管。
And husband said to wife, "This is my freedom."
但是如果一个人认为他这个是自由，而愿意牺牲自由，为的是要感动对方，这是好的。
But if someone is willing to exchange his freedom so that a party can receive the gospel, this is good.
所以当我们愿意做仆人的时候，我们就把对方抬到比我们更高的地位。
So when we're willing to be slaves, we are exalting the other person to a higher position.
就能够感动对方。
And we can move this other person.
所以一个人要做这么大的牺牲，只有一个原因。
And there's only one reason for someone to make such a great sacrifice.
就是为着福音的缘故。
It's because for the sake of the gospel.
所以也因为这个样子，我们要带领一个家人来信主，要带领一个软弱的童年，让他再发起热心来亲近神，我们要牺牲。
So we have to make sacrifices to bring a family member or to bring someone who's weak back to Christ.
不能够每一件事情说这是我的权利，这是我的自由，本来我应该这样的。
Do not say to everything, "This is my freedom. This is my right. I can do this."
当我们一直强调这是我的自由，这是我的权利，这是我的我本来可以决定的时候，我们就没有办法带领对方来了。
If we always emphasize, "This is my freedom. This is my right. I can do this." Then there's no way we can bring the other person to Christ.
所以常常我们要带领一个人回归向神，我们必须要选择是我自己的好处还是对方的好处。
Many times we have to make a decision between is this good for me or is this good for the other person in order to bring the other person to Christ.
那这两个常常冲突的。
A lot of times, they work against each other.
如果我们可以牺牲，
if we could make a sacrifice,
对方就可以感动。
Then the other party will be moved.
他就可能来了。
And perhaps this other person will come.
如果我们不愿意牺牲，
if we are not willing to make a sacrifice,
可能你就没有办法感动对方。
Perhaps you will not have a chance to move the other person.
你就很少，很难带他来呀。
And it will be very hard for you to bring this person to church.
因此，一个人要为神的工作，要使人多得福音啊，到最后一定要有牺牲的爱。
So a person must have a love sacrifice of love in order to bring other people to God.
好，我们现在再看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
22节。
Verse 22.
像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为着要得着软弱的人。像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要多救一些人。保罗说：“像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。”
Paul said, "I have become all things to all kinds of people."
我们每一个人都有自己的喜好，自己喜欢的。
We all have our own likes.
比方说很多人从台湾环境长大，喜欢讲台湾话。
For example, if you grew up in the Taiwanese culture, you would like to speak in Taiwanese.
所以在一起都是在讲台湾话。
So when you're together eating, you all speak in Taiwanese.
这个是本来，这是你的自然，自由。
This is your own right, your own freedom.
但是问题就是说，我们在这个大的团体里面。
But the problem is when we're in a big group.
有很多人台湾话听不懂。
Perhaps in this big group, there are a lot of people who do not understand Taiwanese.
或者说在一个家庭聚会里面。
Or perhaps in your family service.
有很多人台湾话听不懂。
A lot of people do not understand Taiwanese.
所以当我们用台湾话做主体在讲话的时候，
So if we use Taiwanese to we speak in Taiwanese,
就很多人觉得他已经被抛在一旁了。
There are a group of people who feel left out.
所以不是说你不能用台湾话讲。
So it's not like you can't use Taiwanese to speak.
也就是说，为了得到这个人，你必须要改变。
But for the sake of including these people, everyone in, you have to change.
要用大家所能够了解的语言来沟通。
You have to use a language that everyone in the group can understand.
是没有一个人觉得已经被排斥在一旁。
So no one would feel they're left out to the side.
那这个就是保罗讲，像什么人我做什么人，为什么要多找那个人。
This is what Paul means by to whatever person I become that person.
那像软弱的人我就做软弱的人，为什么要得着那个人。
To the weak, I became weak to receive, to win the weak.
当一个人信仰开始软弱的时候，
When a person's faith is weak,
他需要有人能够帮助他。
He needs someone to help him.
所以当一个人信仰软弱的时候，如果你要靠近他，他变成一个担子在你身上。
So if a person is weak and you have to draw close to him, it's like a big burden upon you.
可能一个人要花好多的时间要跟他谈话，跟他鼓励，经过很长的时间，他才会恢复过来。
Perhaps you have to spend many hours of your time to talk to a person and to comfort the person so that he will come back.
但这种牺牲不是很多人愿意做的。
This kind of, no one is, not a lot of people are willing to make this kind of sacrifice.
这个保罗说，我像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人。
But Paul said, to the weak, I became weak.
为着让去了解他的软弱，帮助他的软弱能够进步。
To understand the weak and to help encourage the weak.
因此我们来到教会里面。
So when we come to church,
我们谈话的对象里面有很多是软弱的人。
Some people we talk to, they are weak.
我们就非常的谨慎。
We have to be very watchful of what we speak.
因为这个信徒他信仰很软弱。
Because this person's faith is weak.
所以我们今天跟他谈话，谈完话以后要让他得到鼓励，让他得到安慰。
So after our conversation, this person should receive comfort and encouragement from you.
当一个人软弱的时候，在看世界，一切都是灰色的。
When a person is weak and he looks at the world, everything is gray.
再看教会，都看到人的缺点。
And then he can see everyone's fault in church.
所以大家的缺点合起来就好像一只魔鬼。
So the weaknesses of everyone combined is like one big Satan.
但是当我们要接触这样的人
，So when we have to draw close to this kind of person,
我们要多讲一些正面的。
We have to speak some positive. Words.
所以圣经里说，一样美善的恩赐，各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光乎之父来的。
So all the goodness of words come from above.
所以一个人如果被神充满
，So when a person is filled with God,
他跟任何一个人讲话都是讲美善的，都是讲全备的，都是讲积极的。
When he speaks to other people, he speaks out of kindness and lovingness.
啊，使这个软弱的信徒经过我们，通过我们讲话之后。也能够看到神里面的美好。
So that this weak believer, having spoke to you, can understand the goodness of God because of you.
而且能够渐渐回头。
So that his faith can turn back.
但是如果我们对一个软弱的人，我们在讲一些比较负面的话，他就越软弱，他就跌倒了。
But if to someone who's weak, we speak negative words, then they become even weaker, and perhaps they will fall.
所以为着福音的缘故。
So for the sake of the gospel,
我们要非常的谨慎我们的言语。
We have to watch what we say.
为着让更多人能够得到坚强，更多人能够得到福音。
So that more people can receive the gospel and more people can become stronger.
但是这一切的动力就是神的爱。
And the motive of all this is God's love.
所以我们愿意求主的爱充满我们。
So we must pray that God's love be filled within every one of us.
使我们大家所做一切能够为着福音的缘故来牺牲。
So that all what we do is a sacrifice toward the sake of the gospel.
第二个。
Second point.
我们要为着教会圣工的福音的圣工发展来祷告。
We have to pray for the workings of the gospel, spreadings of the church.
我们先看哥罗西书。
That's what Colossians.
第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书的第四章
Colossians chapter 4
第三节
Verse 3
也要为我们祷告求神给我们开传道的门能以讲基督的奥秘第四节
4
叫我按着所该说的话将这个奥秘发明出来保罗在这个地方说要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能够得以讲基督的奥秘。
Paul said, "Pray for us so that the door of salvation may be open, and we can proclaim the mystery of God."
传道的门如果关着，我们发现我们怎么传都没有果效。
If the door of salvation is closed, no matter how much we proclaim it, there is no effect.
传道的门如果开了，我们发现我们做圣工很有果效。
However, if the door of salvation is open, the holy work will become very fruitful.
谁能够开传道的门?
And who can open this door?
就是天上的神。
It is God above.
也就是主耶稣。
In other words, Jesus Christ.
所以我们要祷告，常常求神开传道的门。
So we have to pray so that God will open this door of salvation.
所以我们讲这个基督的奥秘，对方能够听得懂。
So when we proclaim the mystery of God, the other party can understand us.
会产生渴慕的心来追求救恩。
And it will create a heart of thirst in him so that he would pursue the gospel.
所以教会的圣工需要有更多的祷告来推动的。
So we need more prayers in the church for the holy work to go on.
因此我们在灵恩布道会之前，除了教会里面有很多的祷告会，我们每一个信徒在家里面需要为这件事情来祷告。
And before the spiritual convocation, every one of us should spend more time to pray for this work.
如果我们大家每一天啊，能够全家一起来为这件圣工祷告个半个钟头。
If every one of us can spend at least half an hour in our own home to pray.
那我想在大家的祈祷之下，这个传道的门就推开了。
I believe that all these prayers will push open this door of salvation.
所以我们在灵恩布道会之前，我们需要发动祷告的运动。
So we have to start this prayer work.
求主耶稣啊，能够感动大家啊，知道我们自己不能够做什么，那我们只能够全心的仰赖神。
We have to start this prayer work before the spiritual convocation so that we can do what was not possible.
那我们看到很多的慕道者来到教会，我们要很迫切为他们祷告。
And when we see the true seekers come to church, we have to pray for them.
求主开他们的心门，让他们能够听得懂神的话语。
So that God may open their hearts and they can understand and receive the words of God.
那一听懂神的话，人的心就会渐渐归回向神。
And once they understand the words of God, they can turn their heart toward God.
所以我们要为灵恩布道会做预备的工作，非常重要，就是要祈祷。
So an important preparatory work for the spiritual convocation is that we all need to pray.
那我们在做圣工需要有属灵的能力。
When we do a holy work, we need spiritual power.
这个能力就是从祷告来的。
And this spiritual power comes from prayer.
我们需要有信心。
We need to have faith.
这个信心也是从祷告来的。
And faith also comes from prayer.
我们在灵恩布道会之前，我们需要在多祷告，从神得到能力。
So before spiritual occasion, we need to all pray more so that we may receive power from God.
使我们所做的工作有果效。
And that all we do may become fruitful.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we'll all pray together.
我们祷告半个钟头。
We will pray for half an hour.
祷告的几个目标。
There are a couple of goals we should pray for.
第一个。
First.
为我们自己祷告。
We have to pray for ourselves.
求主帮助我们。
That God may help us.
大家能够被主的爱充满。
So that everyone is filled by the love of God.
为着福音的缘故。
For the sake of the gospel.
能够牺牲我们所应该牺牲的。
That we can sacrifice what we can sacrifice.
为着要多得人。
In order to receive more people.
我们也为教会圣工祷告。
We also have to pray for the work of the church.
求主在教会里面动工。
So that God may work within the church.
打开传道的门。
And that the door of salvation may be opened.
更多人能够来信主。
So that more people can believe in the gospel.
在这次祷告，我们也来求圣灵。
In this prayer, we have to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们要求神的恩典。
We have to pray for God's grace.
当我们跪在神面前祷告。
And when we kneel before God to pray.
神不只要看我们用什么心向他祷告。
Not only will God look at what kind of heart we use to pray.
神也要看是什么样的人在向他祷告。
God will also look at the kind of person that's praying to him.
所以圣经说义人的祈祷是大有功效的。
So that's why the Bible says the prayer of the righteous man is very powerful.
义人就是在神面前他所讲他所做他所想一切都是对的，这个叫义人。
A righteous man is righteous because all that he do, say and think before God is right.
但是我们有可能在神面前一切都是对的吗？
But is it possible that all we do is right before God?
当然不可能的。
Of course it's not possible.
因为我们对神的旨意了解都有限。
Because we have a limit to our understanding of God.
那怎么样成为义人呢？
So how can we become a righteous man?
就是要在神面前谦卑认罪悔改。
In front of God, we have to humble ourselves and repent of our sins.
当神赦免我们的罪，我们就变成了义人。
And when God forgives us of our sin, we become a righteous man.
就是他的义加在我们身上。
His righteousness is upon us.
不是我们自己行为上的义。
It's not because our actions were righteous.
那这样我们跪在神的面前祷告才会发生功效。
And then when we pray to a God, our prayer become very powerful.
所以祷告要发生功效，先审查自己再归向神。
So for prayer to become effective, we have to examine ourselves first.
那再来就是我们祷告的那个心态。
And then we have to look at our attitude.
要有信心。
We need to have faith.
要专心。
We have to concentrate.
要恳切。
We have to become very fervent.
那这样，因为这样情辞迫切祈求，神就会受感动。
And when we pray like this, then God will become moved.
所以我们现在来祷告。
So now we will pray.
我们如果要求圣灵的，或者你要特别求神的恩典的，或者有任何的祈求的，不要客气，我们到前面来。
And if you have any prayer request or you'd like to pray for the Holy Spirit, please come to the front.
那我们请教会的圣职人员帮我们按手祷告。
And we'll ask the church workers to lay hands and pray for us.
那我们这次祷告特别为着灵恩布道会来祈祷。
So in this prayer, that is specially prayed for the spiritual convocation.
为着身体欠安的同龄代祷。
And we pray for those who are sick in their health.
为着教会圣工来祈祷。
And we pray for the holy work of the church.